there's so many seashells to choose from. They're all cool, but I think I only really like some of them.
Aren't you glad that God isn't like that? It's a great day here at Keys for Kids, and I'm so glad that you're listening today. My name is Zach. If you go to the beach to collect seashells, you'll notice that some look really, really cool and others are kind of plain. You might treat some like they're very special and others you decide to leave on the beach. But God doesn't treat us that way. Every single person matters to God. He doesn't pick favorites based on how we look, what we've done, or how talented we are. To Him, we're all priceless. So remember that the next time you're tempted to leave someone out. Remember, God loves them just as much as He loves you. Our story for today is called Sand and Seashells. Aunt Vivian, will you help me carry these shells? There are so many I want to take home. The beauty of the seashells scattered on the beach captivated Gatlin. He had already filled his hands with shells of many colors. Aunt Vivian laughed. Gatlin, why don't you pick your favorite shells to take home? We can't carry them all. After Gatlin and his aunt strolled back to their beach towels, he dumped the shells in a pile. Together, they began sorting out the most interesting ones. "Thanks for taking me on my first trip to the beach, Aunt Vivian," Gatlin said. Aunt Vivian nodded. "This has been such a fun day. I love being out in God's wonderful creation. I just wish I could take all these shells home. I didn't know there would be so many," Gatlin exclaimed. "As many shells as there are, there's even more sand. And the Bible tells us God's thoughts towards His children outnumber even the grains of sand," Aunt Vivian added. "Wow!" Gavin paused in sifting through the seashells. "God must think about us a lot." "He sure does. Jesus even told His followers that God knows the number of hairs on our heads." Gavin looked out toward the waves and the sun setting over the water. "God must really love us," he pondered. "I know Jesus came to save us, but I didn't know He pays that much attention to me." "He does, Gatlin," Aunt Vivian answered. "God cares about every single person in this world. He sees everyone and knows their hearts. And as Christians who trust in Jesus, we can have peace knowing that God is always with us and that we matter to Him." She paused, then picked up a peach-colored shell shaped like a heart. "Look at this one." "Oh," Gatlin grinned. "I think I'll keep this one to remember that God knows me and loves me." "Good," Aunt Vivian smiled. Then she jumped up from the sandy towel and said, "Race you to the water for one last swim." So what about you? Have you ever wondered if you matter to God? The Bible says you matter to Him so much that He knows the number of hairs on your head. His thoughts about you outnumber the grains of sand on a beach. He sent His Son Jesus to die for your sins so you could be His child forever. That's how much He loves you. So when you feel small or unimportant, remember how much God cares for you and thank Him for His love for you. Our key verse is Psalm 139, verse 17.
"How precious to me are your thoughts, God. How vast is the sum of them."
And our key thought for today, you matter to God.
Hey, Zach. Sometimes I'm just not good at sharing. Why wouldn't God just make me share?
I can relate to what you're saying because sometimes I don't feel like sharing either. The thing is, God gives you a choice when it comes to the way you act. And you get to choose whether you want to be generous or whether you want to be kind of stingy. According to Psalm 24:1, everything really belongs to God anyway. That includes everything I own and everything that you own. He allows us to have it for a little while. When I think of things that way, it's a lot easier for me to share because I'm not sharing my stuff. I'm really sharing God's stuff. I hope that helps. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.